The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch in effect until midnight tonight for an area including Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Tuscarawas counties. The Weather Service says severe weather threats including large hail, tornadoes, and damaging wind gusts are possible. A former local attorney has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. 71-year-old William Sparks of Jackson Township was sentenced today by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt. Last month, he pleaded guilty to 6 counts of theft. Prosecutors say Sparks stole more than $882,000 from 7 clients between 2018 and 2021. He has repaid most of the money. Sparks resigned his law license in 2020 when facing disciplinary action. The move stemmed from real estate transactions handled by his former title agency and an estate transaction in which Sparks delayed making payment. As part of his sentence, Sparks will be on probation for 2 to 5 years and must make restitution with 2 clients. The Alliance Board of Education prepares to put the wraps on another school year. During Tuesday's meeting, high school principal Christy Woodford summarized the experiences of the class of 2024. She started with their adjustments to the post-pandemic learning environment and continued through their senior year. There are 206 graduates in this year's class. 29 are National Honors Society members, 3 are enlisting in the military, and 60 are graduating with Rise Up credentials that will allow them to immediately pursue work after graduation. Commencement will be May 19th. A Stark County man and his son are dead following a boating accident in Florida. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission says 36-year-old Wayne Raber of Wilmot and his 4-year-old son Josiah were recovered from the water of Ward Lake in Manatee County. One was found Saturday, the other on Monday. They had been boating on the freshwater reservoir fed by the Braden River. No additional details have been released. An investigation is continuing. Washington Township trustees have taken a step toward placement of a fire levy renewal on the November ballot. The board agreed Monday to ask the Stark County Auditor to certify the current tax valuation and determine revenue that would be generated by a 1.25 mil levy. It would be on the books for 5 years with collection to begin in 2026. In other business, trustees opened bids for the summer road paving program and supplies. Bids were tabled and given to Road Superintendent Bud Moore. He will provide a recommendation at the May 6th meeting. Canton City Council has approved new rules for dollar stores. Monday's vote restricts new locations from being built within 2 miles of a similar store. It would require a floor and shelf plan be submitted to assure sales of items such as fresh produce and other healthy foods. The city would also impose building material standards for new stores and require owners to keep the property free of litter and debris. The rules would also apply to stores that move into vacant buildings or make substantial renovations, but not existing stores. Mayor William Shearer proposed the plan. It also includes a moratorium on new dollar stores and similar retailers in the city until January 1st. Every employee of the Stark Soil and Water Conservation District has resigned over the past several months. The 10 employees included former Executive Director John Whedon, who stepped down March 18th. According to the repository, the district board had given Whedon written warnings for having alcohol in his office and creating public documents about employees. The board called in Assistant County Prosecutor Jerry Yost to assist in continuing to function. Public records obtained by the newspaper show employees were concerned with the behavior and practices of Whedon and Special Projects Coordinator Sarah Clutter, as well as inaction to their complaints by the board. Former Cuyahoga County Soil and Water Director Janine Rybka has been hired to temporarily oversee the office. The Highway Patrol says a Salem man was killed in a crash in Tuscarawas County. A semi went off northbound I-77 in Franklin Township Tuesday morning, struck a tree, and overturned. The driver was identified as 58-year-old Shelton McCoy. The patrol says alcohol is not a suspected factor. McCoy was not wearing a seatbelt. The crash occurred just after 10:30. It remains under investigation. Premier Bank is closing a branch in East Liverpool. The Broadway Street location will be shuttered June 28th. Premier says the decision was due to an evaluation of branch network traffic, customer demand, and other market changes. Employees of the branch will be transferred to another Premier Bank in the area. Affected customers are advised to use Premier's location in neighboring Calcutta. Police say an overnight chase involving a 14-year-old girl who was missing from Pennsylvania crossed several counties before ending in Portage County. The Erie teen was reported missing and possibly endangered after she hadn't been seen since Tuesday. Police say she was with 20-year-old John Wolfe of Newcastle, PA. His car was seen by police in Pittsburgh early this morning. A pursuit began and continued through Mahoning and Trumbull counties and ended near West Branch State Park. That's where police found Wolfe and the girl. He was arrested and charged with drug possession. Wolfe is being held in the county jail. Police in Youngstown are investigating a shooting on the city's south side that occurred Tuesday night. 3 people were injured in the incident near the intersection of Idlewood and West Boston Avenues. Their injuries were described as non-life-threatening. According to WKBN-TV, police currently have no suspects. Multiple shell casings were found at the scene, as well as in a driveway 2 houses from the intersection. The Mahoning County Grand Jury will consider issuing an indictment for a man accused in a fatal hit-skip accident in Austintown. The case of 49-year-old James Stahura of Youngstown was bound over today during a court hearing. Police say 66-year-old Linda Adams of Austintown was walking her dog on Lancaster Drive March 11th when she was struck by a pickup truck near Carlisle Avenue. The vehicle fled the scene. Stahura later turned himself in. He is charged with reckless homicide, tampering with evidence, and leaving the scene of an accident. Video of the incident was captured by a doorbell camera. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.